Joining us now is the head coach for the Reds, your Toronto FC, Greg Vanney. Greg, thanks a lot for doing this. How are you this morning?
My pleasure. Doing well. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm well. And as I've said many times, my favorite sports atmosphere in the city of Toronto. Listen, I love the Rogers Centre when the Blue Jays have a packed house and it's a good game. Blue Jays fans are great. We know how quiet Leaf fans have been lately just because of the nature of the situation with the team. Not a lot to cheer about. Raptors fans can be crazy, but man, the vibe at a Toronto FC game, to me, there's nothing like it in this city. Your fans are so passionate, and I think they appreciate your passion as well. And before we talk about tonight's rivalry game against the Montreal Impact, you know, you weren't too happy with what happened on the weekend against the New York FC. Damien Perquis hit hard in the back of the neck, dropping to the turf, and then doesn't look like there are going to be any repercussions. I don't know how much you can say or if you're going to get in any kind of trouble, but the game was incredibly chippy. Javinko was hounded all game long. I think there were like five fouls on him. Talk about that game against New York. You guys were on a three-game run.
I thought we got off to, from our mistake, is we got off to a slow start and we allowed them into the game with an early goal, which I really think, obviously, goals change games. And I think they're a team that at the time probably would have questioned themselves that had we not given away the early goal, and I think we would have opened them up and got something. But we gave them hope early on, and the game progressively got chippy. They were clearly, their way of dealing with Sebastian Giovinco was to be physical with him and to make sure that in moments of transition, when he tried to separate or get away, that they were going to bump him or hit him or anything to just slow him down in that way. And you could see that, and I was getting very frustrated with that because it's not things that are happening by the ball. It's things that are happening a little bit off the ball. And I just didn't feel like the referees were paying attention to any of that stuff. I thought they were focused on maybe what was around the ball. And the other part was when they got the early goal, they immediately started to slow the game down, and all set pieces were taking so long, and throw-ins and goal kicks and everything. And I just felt like the game was, both for the fans and for us as a team, we want to get a rhythm and we want to get playing. And the game was slow at every turn. And so for me, I was just, the frustration was building. And then the situation with Damien for me is just flat out ridiculous. In this day and age, to be able to go back and look at video in hindsight and to see exactly what occurred with a player, Damien, facing away from the player to take a forearm shiver in the back of the neck, for me, it's nothing that the league wants to stand for or for it to be acceptable in this league. And they had an opportunity to make that statement and they didn't. And I find that to be disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, you say it was something that in this day and age of concussions and the concern on that level and how that type of thing can be acceptable, right?
Yeah, at the beginning of years, every year the referees and the association come in talking about what they're going to really look for and not allow, and it's going to be totally unacceptable if you put your hands to anyone's face or head or neck area. To me, this was about as vicious of a forearm to the back of the neck as I've seen in a while, and yet it doesn't come under any real repercussion. So it's I just don't understand it, and it's frustrating, but we move on. We've got a big performance tonight that we have to, and result we want to get tonight.
Yeah, and let's talk about tonight's game, rivalry game against Montreal, who are right behind you in the standings. And you've got 6 wins, 6 losses, a tie. You're 4th in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, famously, this team has not yet made the playoffs as a franchise. This is a big year for you guys. And, you know, Michael Bradley, your captain, says emotions run high in games. And it's not like you needed any extra motivation tonight. But coming off what happened in the game on the weekend against New York, you guys got to be, man, there's got to be a little bit of an extra burr under your saddle tonight.
Yeah, and I hope so. And I hope so from a standpoint of just urgency for the group, intensity, concentration, those types of things. That I hope we remember the last game. And it's like you said, it spurs us on a little bit to give a little extra tonight, maybe, because it's always these quick turnarounds when you play on a Saturday and you come back on a Wednesday. There's always a little bit of physical repercussion from the previous match, but hopefully with the emotion of the rivalry in addition to what transpired on the weekend, hopefully it gives us a little bit of a shot in the arm and we come out on fire.
And what do you have to do tonight? As you said, you didn't get off to a quick enough start, and you let the New York City Football Club into the game, and you know, whether it was slow set pieces or, you know, the team not coming out as quick as you wanted to. What do you have to do tonight against Montreal?
Well, I think it's we want to set the tempo of the game, and I felt like, you know, just from the kickoff in the last game, we played backwards. It ends up at our goalkeeper's feet on his left foot. He goes to hit a clearance. We never get out of our half for the first couple minutes, and that's not the intensity we want to set for our fans in our stadium at the start of games. We want to play in the opposition's half. We want to put them under pressure. We want to be physical with them in their half of the field and force them to have to come up with plays and put them under pressure. And I felt like we didn't start that way. And it led to what I thought was a little bit of a slow start for maybe the first 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and then we started to find our way in the game. And I think we dominated the game thereafter. But we need to start properly, especially because we were coming off of a bye week where we hadn't played a competitive match then in nearly 2 weeks. So tonight we need to be the aggressors. We want to go out and we want to set the tempo of the game early. They're a team that likes to counterattack, so they have some good guys in transition who get out and can cause you trouble. Piatti and Romero is specifically, obviously Oduro is a player with a lot of pace that we've seen here before in transition if he's on the field. But we want to set the tempo of the game, and we want to play a little bit quicker than we did the other day, and we want to try to find our moments in transition where we could find Sebastian and Josie and the guys up front to transition out a little bit quicker.
And how do you think Josie, you know, having come back recently, how do you think he has been playing?
I thought he was in fantastic form prior to this minor hamstring injury. He's been working very hard to get back, to get over it, to get healed, to be stronger when he comes back, to be fitter when he comes back. And I think he's done all of that work, and now it's just really for him to get minutes on the field and to get game sharp again. But all the aspects of what you want to see from a training environment, we see from him on a daily basis. He looks strong. He looks healthy. So now it's just goal scorers. It's about getting a rhythm of scoring goals. And the only way to do that is to play games and get yourself in those positions and put the ball in the back of the net. And so, you know, here's that opportunity for him to get back in there and become that goal scorer again that he was for us prior to the injury.
Yeah, and get into that rhythm that he had with Giovinco, who they had some magic going earlier in the season. And before we let you go, talk about Seba. Giovinco's been arguably the best player in the MLS at times this season. He won MLS Player of the Week twice. Talk about what he's brought to this club, just his how dynamic he is and how electrifying this guy can be.
Yeah, he's great to have. Not just on the field, but just as a person in the locker room and within the group, he's just got this personality and smile and everything. That there's a competitive drive in him that's a winner down deep inside, and he brings that to the locker room. But he also has a nice aura about him that brings the group together. But on the field, I've seen few guys, if any, in this league for sure, who have the ability at any given moment to really turn the game upside down, either whether it's on his own or whether it's using the other players around him to beat people in one-on-one situations. Sometimes it's two guys in a situation to come up with plays that maybe you don't even really think about in your own mind that he pulls out of thin air. And in his ability to play in transition, to beat guys in one-on-one situations, finishing free kicks, there's really, from an attacking standpoint, there's really nothing that he's that he can't do, and that makes it exciting every time he's on the field, and every time the ball is near him, it's a moment where you kind of get to the edge of your seat and you can't wait to see what might come out of that action. So you know, obviously it's great to have him with us. We need to, as a group and collectively, all work around him and with him, and as you said, with Michael close to him and Josie close to him on the field, and watching the three of them work and do their thing is a nice sight. And we just need to make sure everything else around them and those guys is nice and solid.